God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. What's new? Well, whatever your answer is, the truth is probably nothing. Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. The Bible says that as the days of Noah were, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage and did so until the flood came and took them all away, and so shall it be. And so the truth is, we have been doing the same things through the millennia. People are people, and there's nothing new under the sun in that sense. And yet in Revelation 21, God says, I make all things new. That is the very character of God, not merely recent, but changed from the old. You know, we're talking about a God that can comprehend 1,000 years in a verse. In chapter 20, verse 4, the Bible says, they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. In verse 2, the Bible says that the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, was bound 1,000 years. And so God can comprehend 1,000 years in one sentence. So the things that we conceive of as new or old really hold no significance to a God who is eternal. In fact, he says in verse 6, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the beginning, he's the end. Former things, as verses 3 and 4 tell us, are passed away. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. God is a God who makes all things new. Even the things that help us keep track of time, and I don't mean your watch, that's a recent invention in the grand scheme of things. I'm talking about the sun and the moon. The Bible says, there's coming a day that the city will have no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Verse 25 says, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. You know, before watches and before that pocket watches and before that grandfather clocks and before that tower clocks, time was kept purely by the rhythm of the earth, the sun and the moon, night and day. There will be no day at that day, at that time, because the Lord will be the light. What I'm getting at is that this is true in a very singular way for the Lord. He makes all things new, not merely new in time, but a change, a completely new thing. And so a God who can reorder the universe as he will can certainly reorder you. You know, in Genesis, we find God as the creator. In Revelation, we find him as the recreator. And you know, the fact is, in Christ, behold, all things, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. So in Christ, you are a new creation. And yet, on this sin-stained globe that has a day and night and a sun and moon and tears and death, There's a need every day to realize that God is the one that can reorder our world and God can recreate our day. And as someone has said, a new day is a fresh start to a wise person. I don't know where you are, but don't be stuck in a rut, living down to your own reputation. Don't merely settle for something novel when what God wants to do is something new. God is neither stuck in the past, nor is he obsessed with the future. God is a God who reorders the universe and can give you the recreating you need every day, his regenerating power, his work in your life and through your life to make much of the day he makes every new morning. His mercies are fresh, his faithfulness is infinite, and this is the God to whom we should look for guidance every day of our lives.